Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unorthodox. It's been a while. We're on a new schedule nowadays. I'm doing an episode every 2 weeks, which hopefully gives me more, you know, time to come up with newer ideas, especially since there's so much going on in the country right now. This episode came to me suddenly when I was talking to a colleague and our current guest, Elliot Nami. No, we are not related, as far as I know. Hi, Elliot, how are you?
Hi, Yara, you good?
And we were just talking over a coffee break at work, and he said, are you familiar with cognitive dissonance? And I said, no, I don't think so, what is it? So Elliot, how about you introduce to us, in your own words, مثل ما بدك, مثل ما فسيت لي إياها أنا, what is cognitive dissonance?
Thank you, Yara, for having me here. Actually, I'm a big follower of your podcast, and I like all the subject that you talk about. And the thing is that cognitive dissonance is really related to all the discussion that you do personally in your podcast, in a way that in order for people to really have a critical thinking and really to analyze what you're talking about and what and lots of shows they talk about, is first of all, people should know what is cognitive dissonance and where does it affect us when analyzing things and information in our life. First of all, cognitive dissonance is a natural state that exists in the human nature. So basically, everyone experiences that psychological phenomenon, whether you, me, I mean, everyone. As the word says, cognitive dissonance, I will start by explaining it. Dissonance is whenever you have like discrepancy between your belief and all the facts that you are listening or all the knowledge that you get surrounding that belief. Cognitive is basically the cognition, so the conscious process of your mind. So whenever, for example, you have a belief that you've been holding on for like all your lifetime and someone just came by and give you some facts that contradicts your long-held belief, in that state, your conscious will be suffering from something called cognitive dissonance, because your belief tells you something and the facts that you were faced by tells you something totally opposite. So it is a contradictory to what you believe and what you were preaching all your life.
وأكيد as human beings, we don't like believing in something and having it contradicted. It's not comfortable for anyone, I think.
Exactly. Because sadly, because one of the reasons that we don't accept this, because in all our life, we were raised in societies, in our communities, at school, in our home, by our parents, to stigmatize errors. So basically, all our life, we've been taught that we shouldn't fail,
change our minds.
We should notice that something that we already believed all our life, it might be wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's why we prefer to go and believe the comfortable lies, yeah, instead of just facing the harsh truth.
بحس هيدا الشيء بينطبق على الشعب اللبناني كله.
A lot, كتير. Exactly. لأنه خاصة هلا يعني whenever you see in the political life, religious life, even in relationship, whenever you are in a relationship with someone in your life, like in personal life, mm-hmm, sometimes you really believe in that person.
Yeah.
And then whenever someone, exactly, حدا بيجي بيقول لك مثلا, there's something wrong, or I saw this person saying something or doing something, because you really believe in that person blindly, you will have that bad, mm-hmm, feeling, which is a cognitive dissonance, and you won't. So suddenly you will start doubting the sources of your information. Yeah. Maybe you will doubt, oh, I'm sure that you saw something, he wasn't him, or yeah, he said this because he meant this, etc.
Yeah.
The same apply in the political life, especially here in Lebanon, whenever we cheer a certain party or we cheer a certain
belief leader.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So whenever someone comes and give us some information that contradict that belief, we will try to get rid of that bad feeling. Instead of just doing what we should always do, to question our belief, to mm-hmm. question our party, to question our leaders, we just go and start doubting about the source of the information we're faced. So that's a big problem. And I think that the leaders nowadays, political leaders or religious leaders, they know, because I think all of them, they already read from the same book, they know that their followers, they have this weak point in them. So they know that naturally human beings, they suffer from this psychological drawback, if you want to call it. And they know that whenever, whatever they do, they know that people will try to get rid from that bad feeling and will try to explain why this person was always preaching about something while I'm faced with some contradictory information, but that's it. Of course, the information is wrong and not my belief or my leader.
So people بيحبوا يضلوا بهيد bubble of comfort يعني.
Exactly.
حتى لو مدري من وين سمعوا الخبر, حتى لو صار قدامهم عشوائي, they would be like, no, there's probably something behind it. يعني it's not what it seems. It's not what it looks
definitely.
Like.
Definitely. I mean, if you take it personally, I don't know if you can count or if you can think of someone that used to believe in something and then after a couple of months he started to believe in something else, or he rejected his party or something. We had like 1 year and a half or 2 years of revolution.
Yeah.
And I don't think that anyone has changed his mind.
I don't think so.
So everyone, sometimes even some people will get more fanatic about their ideas. For example, I'll give you a small example. And this is a true story. There was a cult in the US in the late 80s. I think 1987, 1988, there was a bunch of people, you know, 100, 200 person. They believed that on a certain date, let's say 15 November 1988, the world mm-hmm. will end.
Yeah.
So those people, they just left their job, left their family, sold everything, and they started preaching about that day, that Armageddon day or everything. And then this day came and nothing happened, actually. So logically speaking, those people should think, okay, we were fooled.
Maybe we were wrong.
This was a hoax or something. But you notice that those same people, they became even more fanatic about their idea. So those people, they just said that, okay, the world didn't end because we prayed a lot, because the universe just gave us another chance just to fix the earth, just to preserve the environment and everything. So people, they don't admit that they were wrong. And because they don't admit that they were wrong, they cannot improve, they cannot advance, and they cannot have the critical thinking that we all should have. And that's what's mainly our problem in society.
Do you think cognitive dissonance بيخلق لأنه ما في critical thinking, or cognitive dissonance takes away your critical thinking? Which one is it?
I think it's like مثل بيضة ودجاج مثل so because both of them it's like a cycle. حلقة مفرة, close cycle. So you should start by thinking critically in order to get rid of that thing. But in order to start thinking critically, you should ditch that feeling. So you don't know when to stop. Personally, I mean I don't pretend that I got rid of that feeling, or whenever I'm faced with the fact that contradicts my belief, I just suddenly accept it.
Yeah.
Even me, even everyone, I'm not someone that
can do it easily.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I don't know when was the changing point in someone's life that start, okay, to question everything.
مزبوط.
So even if something I always believed in, maybe there was another version of the story. Maybe there's something that I didn't know. Maybe there's something that I wasn't taught when I was a kid. So I think there should be a breaking point. I don't know, maybe an awakening or something. I don't want to make it that hard, but I think people should start to read, first of all. They should start to be exposed to the other opinions, to other sides, and not just stick to their side. And also worth mentioning here that those people that they are stuck in that cycle, they get exposed, or they try to be exposed only to
their
the news
opinions.
Or information that supports their opinion.
مزبوط.
So for example, whenever you see some people, for example, they cheer some political party, you notice that they only watch certain channels on TV.
That
or they follow
the same channels cheer that political
exactly.
party.
Exactly. Why? Because they want to feel that, okay, I wasn't wrong, I
Everything
was right.
Everything they believe in is right.
Exactly. Uh-huh. This is what they're saying. Huh? See, I'm right and I'm not doing something wrong. And they follow the same pages on Facebook, on Instagram. So that's the main problem. And with time, they'll start to even fall deeper in that rabbit hole. And it will become harder and harder to go to get away. So first of all, they should unchain themselves from all those biased idea. They should just like have several opinions, exposed to several opinions, and then start thinking critically. Whenever they hear something, they should just step back for a moment, think critically why this person said this, why this person said this, and then decide at the end of the day if they were right or wrong.
This show really focuses around society in general and all the aspects of society. يعني حكيت أنت عن relationships, عن your parents, عن أنا بدي زيد هلأ religion, politics. So I'm just gonna briefly go through all of these. يعني as humans, أكيد I completely agree with this. We like to be comfortable. We like to have something that we can depend on that is always true. But in reality, that's very untrue. That never actually happens. You never actually have something that is absolute, that is forever, and that will always be there for you. And the only thing that will be there for you is actually your common sense.
Exactly. I mean, we are stuck in our comfortable zone, you know, like in our comfort zone. So whenever you feel that people don't like change usually. So because whenever you face them with the information that contradict their belief, they should change something.
أكيد.
They should change the way how they live. They should change how they preach people. People will perceive this change in them. And people, they don't like change in general. So that's why they will stay in that position.
مزبوط.
And they will say, okay, I don't care. I'm going to stay in my comfort zone. And maybe some people even they would think that, okay, I won't be able to change the world or something, so let it be. But I mean, even to question that thing, if everyone thinks that way, nothing will change. But we should start by ourselves. We should start by questioning everything. There's a saying, they say that history is written by the victorious. So sometimes even in history, whenever we hear something or there's a story or an event or something, we should always try to understand why this happened and everything, even if it contradicts our belief. So that something should be very natural, and it shouldn't be something really weird. But as I said, it's a natural
natural
phenomenon that exists in every human. And whenever people start to know that this phenomenon exists in each one of us, they will start to know, okay, so this is normal what I'm doing, okay, but the next step will be to start questioning.
To try at least,
I mean, okay, you know, because people are not educated in this. I mean, at school, personally, I think that the whole education system should be really like...
should be restructured.
Totally restructured.
We do not learn any common sense at school,
nothing,
I'm sorry to say.
Nothing.
No critical thinking whatsoever. And then you come to uni and they're like, use your critical thinking skills. Habibi, I don't have them.
Exactly.
Let's start there.
Exactly. There are some exams even at the university. I mean, whenever you go to do your MBA, let's say there's a GMAT, for example, which is a big part of it. It's about testing your critical thinking. But you're not taught to do that in all your life. 15 years you stay at school.
Yeah.
But you learn nothing.
You learn how to memorize.
Exactly.
I never even learned that. So there you go.
That's it. But I don't know, maybe they're afraid to, so maybe they're afraid that you might challenge
authority.
Mm-hmm. You challenge everything, so they say, okay, let's keep it that way. This is how it's been done all these years, so let's keep doing that.
And it's very true, even at home, إذا عم تحكي عن parenting مثلاً, إنه الأهل هلأ أكيد children need to have some sort of discipline, right? You can't have والله freedom to do anything and everything you want. There are limits to things, and this is something very philosophical. وكتير عالم, it's very controversial. بيتقاتل إنه لا لازم free will, complete free will, و freedom of speech complete. There is no such thing as absolute freedom, and there's no absolute in anything. And again, back to the topic at home, your parents are an authority to you. And you live all of your life thinking that your parents are ما بيغلطوا هن معهم حق وهن بيعرفوا كل شيء. And then one day when you gain that critical analysis, you say, okay, my parents يمكن بيعملوا كتير قصص صح, بس في قصص بيعملون غلط وفي قصص أنا بشوفها ما بتفق معهم عليها. And that's perfectly fine. You know, they're بيضلون your parents. You can still love them. I'm giving it like a very small example here. The same goes for religion. Personal story, myself, raised Greek Orthodox, you know, for all my life, went to church as a child, prayed, didn't really know much about the religion in depth. And then as I grew older, I read about my own religion, I read about other people's religions, other sects, other multiple gods, one god. And in the end, you start to question your own religion, but to say, and no, you know, there's something that I need to take away from this and not just follow it blindly with my eyes closed and be like, oh, I'm going to do the literal translation of what religion says. This is, again, another small example, something that I talk about a lot, questioning things in general. As I said, the only constant, ironically enough, the only constant thing is change.
Exactly, and they don't embrace it. As you said, the only constant is change, but people, they don't embrace it. They don't know that this is the only thing that will keep on occurring again and again and again. And by the way, when you were talking about parenting at home, this is a parenting skill. I mean, some parents, they just, for example, teach some ideas, some even the religious on the religious side. Yep. They teach them something, but they allow them just to have
their own opinion.
Just whenever you grow up, just to believe in whatever you want. Even if they have some laws at home, they don't just impose it. They teach the children, they tell them, okay, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. But they tell them why
exactly.
We are forbidding you from doing this or that. So this will teach and will help the kid that whenever he grows up, he will learn, he will understand what he's doing. He's not just blindly following something.
Exactly.
He's not just like doing something because this is how his parents used to do and his grandparents used to do before that. So
أكتر شيء هيدا بيذكرني بوقت أول ما صارت ثورة هيب وترندي. كل إذاعة ما بتفرجي غير ثورة على الطريق ويلا وصريخ وهيدا اللي بده يحكي ما بعرف شو. كل مذيعة أو مذيع بيروحوا بيحكوا مع شخص بيسألوه أنت ليش هون؟ 9 times out of 10, that person has no fucking idea why they're there. 9 times out of 10, that person does not have a clear answer. Like, بحضر بقول إنه I don't understand what you're doing here, sir. إنه نحنا بدنا التغيير.
Exactly.
كيف بدك تغيير؟ Blank. Crickets.
Although, I mean, whenever someone goes live on TV, this is a really precious time because, I mean, that person, he's going into every living room.
Exactly.
In every house. So, I mean, you have this 10, 15, 20 seconds that you can speak something or say something that's very valuable.
Very impactful.
But people, what they were saying, I mean, like everything in life, they just say what the mass media is saying, what everyone is saying.
And it's repetitive.
Just
we
repetitive.
Want change, but we don't want to change.
We don't want to change. And we don't have any idea how to change. Although there are lots of things that you can change that are very basic. I mean, they are very small things. You don't have to just like get rid of all the debt that you have. I mean, start by small things. Start by thinking by yourself. Just analyze things, question everything. And then whenever you start doing that, I can assure you that all the leaders, whether political or religious or everything, all the authority will start trembling because they will see that that population is thinking now. That
they're not cheap anymore.
Exactly. They are questioning everything. We cannot just say anything and you will just go and just invent a reason why we changed our opinion. Whenever we are doing something, they will hold us accountable. They will hold us accountable. So this will really change everything, and then you will start to see some change. I think this is a problem everywhere, but especially here in Lebanon. But as long as we are in that status quo, we won't see any change.
And في جملة أو phrase كتير بتقهرني بس اسمعها إنه نحنا بلبنان ما رح نتغير تمسحنا. هي كلمة تمسحنا super بتعصبني. ما في شيء اسمه تمسحنا. What are you gonna do? You're gonna be mummified in this state. You're not going to try to have some anger, try to have some change. يعني إذا مش على الصعيد الوطني على الصعيد الشخصي بالقليلة. إنه كمان شو وقفت علي, this is the same as تمسحنا for me.
Exactly.
شو وقفت علي وتمسحنا. Two sentences that are pointless, that are useless, and they don't help anyone. They do not help yourself. They do not help your surroundings. They are pointless phrases to say, but everyone uses them. إذا بتطلع. إذا بتشوف حدا في إشارة سير حمراء مثلاً بيقطع إشارة السير الحمراء شو وقفت علي؟ طيب خيي تكنيكلي إيه إنه وقفت عليك ووقفت علي ووقفت على كل حدا بيوقف على الإشارة الحمراء.
Like
the simplest, stupidest example I'm giving.
تاسا people, they think that they cannot change. I mean, the same people that they say تمسحنا مثل ما قلتي, those same people like 20 years ago they were fighting in a civil war and the odds were very against them.
Yeah.
And yet they did what they had to do. They maybe like went and fought whoever enemy
they thought was their enemy
at that time. And then some people they won, some people lost, but at the end of the day you can't say that okay تمسحنا وشوقفت علي and I can do nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do everything you did before and you can do now. change is not always with war and with weapons and with arms. Change is within your mind. Change is within the way you think. And whenever, as I said, people that are governing this country, they see that people are changing, at least they are thinking by themselves, they will start to change themselves. They will start to be really afraid. And I think that this is what you want at the end of the day. They want people, or people that are governing us, to feel that they might be, people might ditch them one day, and they might get rid of them. Not just okay, they are in their comfort zone and then they want to stay like this.
And I think what really demotivates people from changing, from making any effort, is fear. Because fear in our country, fear and shame, are the two biggest, the two biggest bullies for society. The two biggest bullies are, be careful, if you change, this might happen. أو إذا عملتوا هيك بيفرط البلد بينهار الاقتصاد. Fucking newsflash, everyone. Hi, كيفكم منيح؟ الاقتصاد منهار already. Okay, we're on the brink of war. We've been on the brink of a fucking war ever since I can remember. وكل حكي بسمعه رح يصير في حرب. هلأ رح تعلق. شوفوا كبوا في التيشة عملوا شغلة. وناطرين.
This is fear industry, by the way.
It is
used everywhere, but
marketing,
here as well,
advertising.
Yeah.
Fear, shame. The biggest marketing campaign is to scare people.
Exactly.
Into something.
There's something called the Maslow's pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pyramid where it shows you like at the base there is security, there is food, there is everything, mm-hmm. and as while you're going up the pyramid, things will change. So first of all, humans care about security. Then they care about their well-being. Then they care about their luxury. Then they care, etc. So whenever the politicians, they know this about this pyramid, of course. So whenever they keep on telling you that the base of this pyramid is really threatened, like mm-hmm. your security and everything, you won't really care anymore about the
anything
upper
else.
Levels
yeah.
because you just care about security. I mean, if you cannot ask about better economy or anything, if you feel that you're not living in security in your country. So that's it. So they know that making people live in fear all the time will let them follow them blindly. The followers will follow those leaders blindly, and then they can do anything they want without being questioned.
100%. And not only political leaders, يعني. This also, there's like a funnel system that goes down into each and every household. And to give another very stupid example, قديش عنا نحنا parents who don't allow their kids to date people from other religions لأنه عادات وتقاليد ولأنه كيف بدك تصيري أنت هيك وكيف هو بده يعمل هيك وكيف أحفادنا شو بدك تعلمي أولادك ما بعرف شو. This also stems from fear of الاختلاط لأنه حدا حط لهم فكرة براسهم أنه الاختلاط مش منيح. الاختلاط هو حرب. الاختلاط هو عم ننزع تقاليدنا عم نتخلى عن كل شيء نحن بنعرفه. And this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, يعني هو like you know التقاليد sometimes they are beautiful because it's like civilization by itself. I mean it's good to know them and everything, but we reached a point لدرجة مثل ما قلت يعني آخر شيء واحد بيعرف التقاليد كلها لأنه some of them they're just imposed as they are without even understanding why. That's how it's been done like for years and years. وبخصوص الاختلاط that you're saying, I think that it's not about the lifestyle. I mean, even political leaders, they don't want this because whenever you start like marrying from other religions and everything, people will get to know other political opinions at mm-hmm. the same time. For example, I was raised in a region, in a Christian region, that I was supposed to be like cheering one of the three main parties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wasn't exposed to any other party in Lebanon.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I don't know if I can tell them. Like, I mean, في واحد يكون يعني يا كنت عايش بمنطقة يا بدي يكون واحد قوات مثلا for example يا كتاب يا عم you know like for that's it because I wasn't exposed to other ideas. Whenever I grew up I started to like in my work at university etc. So I started to be exposed to other people and I started to think that they might have lots of things that are right
yeah.
even much better than what I was thinking. But the leaders where I was living, it's in their interest to just keep you like this, just for that, okay, we cannot govern the whole country. Let's govern this small region. I'll take this part, you'll take this part, I'll take this part. That's it. And the other region, they will do the same. They won't allow those people to know about us. They will cut it like a cheese.
Divide and
like
conquer.
Like a cake. and mm-hmm. then they will divide and conquer. Exactly.
Divide and conquer. That's the easiest way to get people to not unite. And what we need, what we've needed for the longest time is unity. بس تأسس البلد على مبدأ إنه في انفصال يا بالطائفة يا بالمذهب يا بالعقلية يا بال ما بعرف يعني opinion whatever it is, there's always me versus them. Unfortunately, I don't know when we'll get out of this shithole. I don't know if we will get out of this shithole, but it's worth a thought. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you, Elliot, for sharing this wisdom. It's been very nice debating this with you. And just a piece of advice to everyone. I'm not better than anyone. You know, everyone falls into their own traps sometimes, but it's very easy to question something. It's very easy just to think in general. You know, we have a brain for a reason. So maybe we should start using it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
أغراضي من اليموني ودفتري من الشام، ركبت مع السردي على العلم بلبنان، أبيض مفهومي هاي بتعني كوكايين، أخضر خلط الدولار بالبنزين، أحمر الفوق يعني مبيد عموايد مشايخ واللي تحت دمه أمنين، كلنا للوطن بس الوطن ضل بطول، عم نتعايش أرز وأفيون، قطعة من السما بس مفخوت الأوزون مثل فخط الإصلاح بدولاب ميشيل عون، ركز الفرق بين 8 و 14 مثل الفرق بين العهر وبين الفحش الأرز بله وشراب ميتة دم قبل الخمسة مولانا بعد السبعة بشم ببقم وبصم ناس بتزحف من هم وبصب الكفار ياخي يا بطقم وسيجار يلي بتتقروص من كلمة طفار لما بعت انتصار الثوار ببزار اليسار انقصم بين البار وبشار علبونا بعلب ربطونا بعقد بنجونا بخرافة باسم الدين او باسم الحداثة باسم فلسطين او باسم النجاسة بين الجزم والأفعى ربطة الخبز مع الذل شو نفعى بدي قلك قراري بلدنا عبارة عن شبكة مجاري لحافظ عوجه الحضارة بشخر بسوليدار بنص الوسخ التجاري والأرز بله
الأرز بله شرب مي تدم اللي مين نحنا بجملة كلنا للعلم شمعوا نجوم العلم انا عدو بفندق بخمسة وضوء فكري والعلم نجس لمسه الأرز بله شرب مي تدم اللي مين نحنا بجملة كلنا للعلم شمعوا نجوم العلم انا عدو بفندق بخمسة وضوء فكري والعلم نجس لمسه الأرز بله شرب مي تدم اللي مين نحنا بجملة كلنا للعلم شمعوا نجوم العلم انا عدو بفندق بخمسة وضوء فكري والعلم نجس لمسه